Well, we're really excited that we've issued it. And some of the key differences is the old version was at a very high level. This new version provides a lot more detail for federal managers to use on a day-to-day basis. And so the old version had something like 5 components. This new one has those same 5 components and then an additional 17 principles.
And can you give me an example of some of those 17 principles, some of the information that managers might find helpful that they didn't have before?
Well, in the old days, the basic component was something like control environment. And these new principles just add some nuance to that basic principle. So an example of one might be, do they have policies and procedures that demonstrate that they exercise oversight responsibility? Or do they have policies and procedures that demonstrate a commitment to competence of their staff?
And so in a way, is it fair to say that it's almost like a checklist, whereas before perhaps it was just a list of terms?
No, we're actually trying to stay away from a checklist. It's really a step back, looking at an agency or department, looking at their controls or policies and procedures, and making sure they're adequately covered. Because the basic reason why we're doing this is there's a lot of federal dollars that go out on a day-to-day basis, and you need to have those controls, you need to have those policies and procedures in place to make sure the money gets to the right people, to make sure that the funds aren't misused. So there's a lot of reasons why you'd want to have these controls in place.
Okay. So if not a checklist, how do you want managers, and I understand it's not just financial folks and it's not just top leaders, but federal managers at large, how should they be using this?
Well, it depends on what role they play in the organization. Clearly, internal controls have long been the purview of the sort of the financial management community. But really, this new Green Book has a lot of discussion about programs and compliance. Are the programs and grants going out in a manner that is responsible? And so that involves a much larger community.
So really, it's a list perhaps of questions to keep you thinking as you try to develop a strategy, a risk control strategy.
It is. And in a way, we consider it's a framework. And so there's been a lot of thinking, whether it be academic or some other models. We've taken a combination of those and looked at what really worked well, and we've baked that into or developed that into our revised Green Book.
We're speaking with Jim Dawkin. He's Director of Financial Management and Assurance Issues at the Government Accountability Office. What sort of process did you go through to come to this final version?
This was a long journey, but important part of the process is that we involved a diverse number of shareholders, stakeholders, including the federal community, IGs, management, including the state community. We had both state and local government representation. We also had academic representation as well as practitioners in the area of internal controls. And it was very important to us that we got everyone's point of view. So as this document was developed and finalized, we really made sure that all potential issues were addressed.
Can you generalize for me what some of those issues were? I imagine people who are coming from it from an agency leadership standpoint might see things differently from those who are coming at it from, say, an Office of Inspector General.
Well, that was the fine line we had to walk because we really have different constituents, if you will, on this book. One, we have managers and federal managers, whether they be executives or lower level, that have to implement this. And we also have auditors. And so we wanted to be sure that what we put in there was flexible enough for managers, and yet it provided enough that auditors and IGs could use that when they were doing their work.
And the last major update was 1999. Technology is very different now. Does this update reflect sort of those changes in technology and perhaps how people work? Or would you say those things really don't matter when it comes to good management, because good management principles stay the same?
Well, I do think good management principles have stayed the same, but the reality is technology has changed. So we do have some areas within the new Green Book where we specifically address technology. And one example was the great use of outsourcing. and how do you address that if you're a federal manager, and risk assessment. Clearly, there's an important need for risk assessment, and that is in technology as well, because if the technology doesn't work or there's some sort of issue, that could have significant ramifications.
And someone described a green book to me as sort of a tool where managers, if they're doing things right, you won't perhaps see a dramatic change. But if you're not doing something right, this is like a hitting the nail over the head. Do you think that's right?
I think it's a consideration. If you look at some of the headlines where a program sent money or funds to the wrong person, or there was some other federal issue that makes the news, if you step back, oftentimes it's because there was some control that was not effective. And I think this goes a long way to addressing some of those controls and making sure that managers can implement those so they essentially stay out of the news.
And this becomes mandatory in fiscal 2016 for those who have to do reports to Congress on financial integrity. How do you expect to, I guess, roll this out, or how do you expect people to be using it between now and then?
Well, that's a good question. We had a debate on when the effective date would be, and we listened to the federal management community, and they said, we need time to implement this, to read this, to make sure we do it properly. So we actually, that's how we ended up selecting fiscal year 16. So there will be a transition time. The reality is many departments and agencies have pretty good controls. So for them, it may not be as much of a change. But if you're an organization that's a little bit behind, this is a chance to catch up.
And what do you think those organizations have to do? Because it sounds like this could be a pretty big change for them.
Well, I think they'd have to look at these additional principles and how they have their current controls mapped out, if you will, and then see where there might be a gap. And so I think the first step is to do a gap analysis.
Okay. But it sounds like they might need those several months before this actually becomes mandatory. But other agencies, if they want to, they can adopt it right away. Is that right?
Yes, and it's important to note that we put in the green book that management makes that decision. It's not the auditors, it's management.